Cardinal Agostino Vallini, Vicar General for the Diocese of Rome, was joined by Monsignor Marco Frisina, the Director of the Diocesan Liturgical Office, and Vatican Press Office Director Father Federico Lombardi in a meeting with press Tuesday morning.
I santi sono il Vangelo incarnato.
The Cardinal Vicar revealed that from the outset, universal veneration, a prerogative that belongs to saints, was sought for the soon-to-be blessed, rather than the usual local veneration that is due to those who are beatified. The Cardinal Vicar went on to explain that the recognition will be announced during the beatification rite on May 1st, along with the date on which each year the liturgical memory of the newly blessed will be celebrated.
Una parola sulla veglia.
Then the full program for 3 days of celebrations for the beatification was presented, with the most surprises reserved for the vigil on April 30th in Rome's Circus Maximus Arena, beginning at 8 p.m. local time. Divided into two parts, the first will revisit the life and legacy of the late Pope. The second will see a worldwide recitation of his Mysteries of Light, or Luminous Mysteries, with decades led by Catholics beaming in via satellite from Marian sanctuaries in Poland, Mexico, Portugal, France, Tanzania, and Lebanon. Before this, the holy icon of Our Lady, Salus Populi Romani, will be solemnly processed. Personal testimonies will be given by two of John Paul II's closest collaborators, former Press Office Director Joaquin Navarravalls and Cardinal Stanislaw Dziwisz, and by Sister Marie Simon-Pierre, whose miraculous recovery from Parkinson's disease opened the way for the beatification process, while the notes of that hymn, synonymous with John Paul II's pontificate, Totus Tuus, Holy yours, Mary, fill the night sky. That night, across Rome, 8 churches will remain open and lit for pilgrims' prayer.
La messa di beatificazione avverrà il primo maggio in Piazza San Pietro, come sappiamo.
On May 1st, the first Sunday after Easter, the Feast of Divine Mercy, the vigil, the waiting, will draw to an end, with an hour of prayerful preparation in St. Peter's Square. At 9 a.m. local time, pilgrims will recite the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, a devotion first introduced by St. Mary Faustina Kowalska and most dear to the soon-to-be-blessed. At 10 a.m. Rome time, the Mass for the Beatification of John Paul II will begin.
Le Grotte Vaticane.
Answering journalists' questions Tuesday, Father Federico Lombardi explained that the coffin of John Paul II, which shall not be opened, will be transferred before the tomb of St. Peter in the Vatican Grotto that weekend. On the morning of May 1st, it will be brought before the altar of confession in the Basilica. From that evening, all those who wish to do so may come to St. Peter's Basilica to venerate the soon-to-be-blessed John Paul II. Father Lombardi ensures that the Basilica will remain open until the last pilgrim wishing to do so has knelt in prayer. I'm Emer McCarthy.